Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start. Yeah, okay, so we are actually going to be on time for bed. Probably, maybe, for the first time in a long time. And I mean, I've been wanting to go to bed at 8 o'clock consistently for a long time now based on the schedule that I wake up, which would give me about 7 hours, 45 minutes of sleep, which is the goal right now. Because I've been getting about 5.5 to 6, and I've been feeling like shit. Even yesterday, I got 6.5 somehow, and I was just so fucking tired today. So, also one thing on that real quick. I've noticed that when I go to work and I just sit on my ass and I don't do anything, I've had a few of those days, believe it or not. And I mean, I don't do anything. I don't even try to do something in the meantime. I just sit there, and then I come home. And then I also don't do anything. I'm not tired at all. I'm fine. I don't, you know. But when I'm going balls to the wall at work, trying to write shit, trying to learn shit, trying to read and understand more, trying to think of new ways to fucking hold tape on my cart. When I do that, and then I come home, or I go to the gym immediately after work, and then I come home, and then I immediately start working on whatever I got going on, whether that's studying a course, trying to learn about sales, learning about marketing, learning about products, learning about supplements, learning about business, whatever it is, writing notes on it. When I start doing that, and then I block my time off, and I start doing something else, or then I start reading, whatever it is, I'm gassed by the end of the day. And when I say by the end of the day, I mean 3 hours before I'm supposed to go to bed, and then I end up staying up about 2 hours later past that to get more shit done. And yeah, so I mean, phase one of Live Hard was a great testament to that. Every single day, not only did I work every single day of the program, I think I had 2 days off, but I had, because I was during peak season for FedEx, which was rough. Not only did I work every day, but I was getting off of work, then recording a podcast, then I was, what was I doing? My gratitudes, then I was writing, and then I was writing 2 pages, then I was researching business ideas or supplement facts and shit like that. That was crazy. But I was doing that every single day. Did it for 30 days straight. Obviously, that's the program. But I actually did that twice, technically, because I failed on day 25. Anyway, I say all that to say, when I do all that shit, I am absolutely exhausted. And I'm absolutely exhausted right now. So as soon as I'm done recording, I'm going to put this in Adobe Edition, put the intro, outro, make it nice, upload it, and we'll be good to go. So a couple of things I want to talk about that I haven't talked about yet, but there's some ideas I have that I want to share. So no retirement, check that one off. No, okay. So this is the one. It's probably gonna be short and sweet, but there's something that was bugging me. So I'm tracking the amount of downloads I get on a per hundred basis, just to see the time between each and see, just to track shit. At this point, it's more for fun, just to see where I'm at when, but. And I want to share this to be vulnerable because I'm sure there's somebody out there that's feeling something similar at some point. So I didn't tell anybody about the show for the first 100 episodes. You can go back and listen to episode 100 to know why I did that. So I got 100 down. So I told everybody about the show on February 2nd. And then on February 6th, 4 days later, I had my first 100 downloads. So that was 4 days to get 100. Then to get my next 100 at 200, it took me from February 6th to February 22nd. It took about 2 weeks, actually on the dot. It's 14 days. What? 16 days. So I guess I can't do math. And then from 200 to 300, it has not happened yet. So today is March 20th, 2024. And let's check right now. I think I was at 290 earlier today. Dude, I hate when you click open new window instead of open new tab. For fuck's sake. All right, we got it. Log in. 290 all-time downloads today. So that means, if I had to guess, I'll probably hit it maybe at the month mark. I don't know. But it's interesting because in 4 days I got 100, and then in 16 days I got another 100, and now in probably 30 or 31 days I'm going to get another 100. So it's slowing down for sure. And obviously there was a lot of, I wouldn't call it excitement, but there was a lot of, whoa, what the fuck, he has a podcast? I'm sure that's what happened. A lot of people were trying to check it out. A lot of people started listening and thought, holy shit, this is ass, I'm out. And so they stopped listening. And that's fine. I'm not recording it for any other reason than to have it later in 15 years, 20 years. So that's that. But it is interesting to look at. But the reason why I say all that is because there was 1 week, I think it was a week or two ago, 2 weeks ago, where I was stuck at 264 downloads or something. For almost a whole week, I wasn't getting any listeners whatsoever. And I thought, what the fuck is going on? And I caught myself because I was like, okay, I'm putting a lot of weight on these listens when they don't matter, especially now. I mean, maybe they'll matter later. I'm just doing it to document the journey. And whoever's interested in the journey can listen. That's who I'm making it for. If you want to learn more about that, you can go listen to episode 100. It is my longest, most in-depth, detailed podcast to date. It's not my best, I would say, but it is the most detailed and in-depth and has a lot of information packed. And so if you want to learn more about why I'm doing this, that's the episode for you. But yeah, I had no listeners for like a whole week. And I don't know if the statistics weren't up or the analytics weren't updating. I don't know, but I was getting really down in the mud about that. But like I just said, I caught myself and I thought, okay, none of this matters right now. None of this will matter even in 10 years. But in 20, 30, 40, that's when maybe I should be concerned that nobody's listening. Because if I did this for 40 years straight and I didn't get one listener, I guess that would kind of be a disappointment. But I guess, you know, my future wife, future kids could listen, and maybe that would be worth it. So, I don't know, take 10, 20, 30 minutes out of my day every day to document my life for future loved ones and kids and grandkids, great-grandkids, I don't know. If I could listen to my great-grandpa Nielsen's thoughts, his day-to-day when he was going through shit, he fought in World War II. If I could listen to him, that'd be cool. So, grandson, grandkid, granddaughter, whoever you are out there, if you're listening, love you. Hopefully I'm still around. Anyway, yeah, I let that shit get to me, dude. I was not getting a single download. And I quickly got out of it, and I think I'm, you know, all right now. So we're about to hit 300 downloads. That's pretty crazy to think about. Probably 20 of those are me because I listen to my own shows. I haven't been lately, dude. It's interesting. It's almost like I just don't give a fuck, you know? I want to learn and get better. But do I? Because I'm not listening to them. I'm not trying to figure out. I mean, there's the 1,000 Golden BBs episode that I got from Alex Ramosi. Haven't implemented that much. There's a lot of things I've actually said that I would like to do that I haven't done yet. Not that I'm not keeping my word. It's just ideas I've had. I think they're great ideas. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then I just decide, I'd rather not. But I don't know, man. I'm just really struggling mentally with the whole time thing. There's not enough time in a day to get my shit done. And if you ask the average person about how I spend my time, I'm severely unbalanced. And yet I still don't have time to get my shit done. And it's frustrating. And that thought alone is stressful. Because I want to do all these great things, but I've committed to three jobs right now. And I could be fine without FedEx. So if I took FedEx out of the equation completely, as well as the truck washing, that would free up for 8 days a week. It would free up, or what? 8 days a month. It would free up 8 days. So pretty much two days per week that I wouldn't. Yeah, it's be 2 days per week. So 2 days per week. So that'd be 104 days per year that I would have freedom. And I obviously could survive off that financially. It's fine. I would like that extra dollar to be able to use for business to invest in shit, because that's the goal. So, you know, on paper, it works perfectly. But if I spend 10 grand on business to get the first order, to get all the supplies, and then I sell all the shit, make it back, just for easy math to say, I've spent 10 grand, make all the sales, bring everything back, I get 18,000. Then I have 18,000, so I do the same thing again. And then I go again, and maybe I get back 26,000. I go do it again, come back, and maybe I'm at 35,000, or, you know, just whatever it is. There's going to be a point where I'm able to then use some of that money to satisfy my needs, whatever those needs are. I mean, if there are any at all, and still build the business, but then freeing up more time for myself. And I think that's going to be the hardest part. I think the hardest part for me is going to be getting from now to a point where I can 1,000% confidently leave FedEx or my main job, because the thought of leaving FedEx actually makes me sad. It really actually, it really hits a heartstring for me. And I've talked about that for numerous reasons, but yeah, I even thought about buying. I think they're a really nice truck I could get would be a Freightliner. It's a P1200. They're just something about them, dude. I don't know. I love that job, dude. As much as I want to just dropkick every package and beat the shit out of people who are ungrateful, it's just something about it, dude. I just very much enjoy it. So whenever the time comes where I quit one of those, that'll be a tough day. To drive my last route and to hang up the FedEx hat, it makes me sad, dude. But on to bigger and better things, you know. I'll go buy my own FedEx truck at one point. Keep FedEx on it and change the name or something. I don't know. But yeah, so I've been stressing about that so much. I just think about it a lot, actually. And it makes me think about the ice bath dilemma episode. You can listen to that, where I talk about how I'm not going to have an ice bath and it sucks. I'm going to lose the streak and it blows ass. And I was just stressed about it. I was like, oh no, I can't. I guess I'll just keep going until, you know. But now I'm getting a place that I can have the ice bath. So that whole thing, the whole season of worry, you can call it, the whole dilemma that was made out of nothing is now gone. And it was never a problem. And it probably will never be a problem again, because I can't see myself having this place and then somehow making less money in the future to then have to downgrade. I mean, I could downgrade if I wanted to save more money, but I'm really happy with the place I got. 2-car tandem garage. I got plenty of room in there. I got 2 bedrooms, got a large kitchen, kind of kitchen island. So I'll be the first one living in it. It's brand new. It's in a great location. I can walk to the gym. I could walk to the grocery store, but I'm not going to. It's 8 minutes down. It's just a great fucking spot, dude. And I'm very grateful. So it is a little bit more pricey. I could save maybe $600 a month if I went with somewhere cheaper and didn't have a garage, didn't have the 2 bedrooms, whatever. But I don't know. I'm just very happy with everything. So I'm going to trade that $600 a month to have a nicer place, to have a more convenient lifestyle, to have things closer to me, to save some time, you know. Let's actually do some math real quick. Let's think about this. Think about this, guys. This is a unique perspective I just thought of. If I save 30 minutes a day on driving alone, that's it. Or just to and from work, because I will. If you say that my average wage based on my 2 jobs combined is $35 an hour, well, that's probably a little bit lower. It's probably the average, probably be, no, probably be like 32. So we'll just say it's $32 an hour is what my wage per time is for life. We'll just say that. So that's $16 for a half hour. And so if I drive to work, I'd work every day. But let's just keep it, just say 25 days a month. I don't even know. So 25 times 16, that's $400. That's how much money I'm saving in time. Not gas, just time. So if you want to add gas in there, maybe it's like four, maybe it's 500. I don't know. No, it wouldn't be 500. That's too, maybe 430. I don't know. So if you want to look at it that way, as far as time goes, saving $400 worth of time, of my time per month right now. So if you want to subtract that from rent, you could, and I'd be, so if you want to look at it this way, I'm spending more in rent to have more time. So I'm buying time. Yeah, that's a good trade to me. That's a very valuable trade. Yeah, looking at it that way, absolutely, I made a good deal. That's not considering the gym. That's not considering the grocery store. That's not considering anything else. That's just to work. So that's awesome. That's very awesome. So that's one perspective. So that's that. But going back to the time thing, and I'm not going to make it on time to bed tonight. God damn it. But going back to the time thing, I've just been stressing about that. I've already talked about this, but I'm going to say it again. the thought, so if I run with the whole supplement idea, first of all, it's discouraging as fuck to think that I'm starting with 10 grand that I don't even have yet, by the way. And Alex Hormozy, for example, started his supplement company with 4 million, you know? And so I'm starting with 0.25%. I believe that's what that is. Yeah, 0.25%. Not even 1%, 0.25. So it's discouraging to think that. But he's also a lot more established, a lot further along. He's very well off in what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. I'm learning. I'm just trying to get into the game to learn the game. And so that's that. But starting with 10 grand, I'm going to have to do everything myself, which I'm excited for. It's going to be a fun challenge. But how the fuck? How do you do that, man? I think it'll be different when I'm in the heat of the moment, when it's like, okay, I have to put out, I have to make 10 pieces of content today. I have to record it. Like, I have to. I think life will be exciting. I think life will be stressful as fuck. I think life will be very monotonous because I'll be doing a lot of very tedious things. But I think the grind will be fun just due to the attitude that I have toward it all. And I could be wrong, but I'm not going to quit ever. So I guess I'll die trying, you know? So, I mean, it's very dramatic, but it is what it is, dude. So I just think about that all the time. I think I get stressed out about it for no reason. And like I just said, the Ice Bath Dilemma episode, all that worry and stress was for nothing. So that's probably what this is. Because I think, damn, I got to make all this content. I got to get product shots. I got to get all the packaging. I got to make sure the shipments, I got to get all the product labels and the printer and the boxes and the paper and the all the extra I want to do. I got to develop the whole thing. I got to do this every single day. I got to throw in the gym in there. I got to meal prep for myself. I work every single day except every other Sunday. You know, I'm doing all this extra shit. This does not include any ounce of what society calls fun or balance or family or friends. It doesn't include anything. And I guess that's just a trade I'm making right now. And so will I regret it later? I don't know. And I truthfully don't think about that ever. And so maybe it will bite me in the ass. Maybe it won't. But I just don't care about anything other than building something into something huge. Building nothing into something huge. Because I'm not going to quit. Doing anything less than what I'm doing now makes me feel like shit. And it makes me very, very upset with myself. I almost said sad there. That's not the right word. Discouraged. Feeling less than. Unsuccessful. Like I'm wasting life away. Because I just view things differently than a lot of people. And I think that's one thing I'm trying to get accustomed to. So a lot of what society claims is normal or is expected or whatever, I just don't agree. I don't see it that way. And so being out in the world with people who are of that caliber, which is fine, it's just kind of hard to see eye to eye or to agree or to have conversation because what they talk about, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit. I totally disagree. But it's okay. It's just kind of frustrating sometimes. But anyway, that's it. That's all I got today. Just a little bit of overthinking, a little bit of premature stress, a little bit of gratitude, a little bit of overthinking again, a little bit of comparison, judgment on self. But at the end of the day, the best way to do anything is to just start. I'm episode 153 here, when I just started 153 days ago. Episode 1, just start, you know? So that's it. That's it for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Peace.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.